Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Mitt and Dad Show. I'm your host, Matt Tillman. So for today's episode, we're going to talk about achieving a work-life balance and some strategies for all of the busy parents out there. So I wanted to ask, have you ever felt like maybe you're juggling too many balls and you're just one slip away from dropping them all? You know what I'm talking about. It's 5 p.m., you've missed another workout, dinner isn't thought of yet, and your inbox is overflowing. As days roll into weeks, the stress builds, perhaps turning into sleepless nights and missed moments with your family. But what if you could rearrange things to close each day with a sense of accomplishment and still have time to cherish those who matter most? Instead, I ask that you imagine ending your day knowing everything's in place for tomorrow. Like a conductor leading a symphony, managing the delicate balance between work responsibilities and family time requires both skill and heart. It's about striking the right notes at the right times to create harmony in our daily lives. So in this episode, I want to explore 5 practical strategies to help you fine-tune this balance, making your days more fulfilling both personally and professionally. So first, start off with prioritizing your tasks daily. Imagine starting your day as a painter might approach a blank canvas with the potential to create the next masterpiece. And each morning, take a moment to decide which 3 tasks are your primary colors, those essential elements that will define your day success. So, for instance, you might choose a key project at work, or a workout for your personal health, or even mental health, and a game night with the kids. So that way, by evening, you can look back at a day that was well painted. So today, maybe just try spending 5 minutes sketching out these tasks and watch out how they can bring some more color to your routine. The next is to set specific work hours. So think of your daily schedule as a stage play with a well-defined beginning and end. So if you've ever been to the theater, just think of a curtain rising and falling, which helps the audience know when to focus. Setting specific work hours, it can help communicate to your family when you'll be available and when you're fully present. So consider a parent who decides that from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., they're in work mode, but after that, they are all about family. So this clarity helps reduce stress and increases joy during family hours. Share your schedule with your family and let them know that this simple act can help everyone stick to their roles in the show of life. Another one is to use technology to your advantage. Our devices can be both a distraction and a tool in our digital age. I know this all too well, and I try and get better about it myself, but harnessing them effectively can be as transformative as, say, a filmmaker using special effects to enhance a story. So activate that focus mode on your smartphone during designated work hours, and doing so can help shield you from any unnecessary interruptions, the constant ping, ping, of a messenger notification, you name it, much like how noise-canceling headphones can block out background noise, which allows you to concentrate on the script of your work tasks. Try setting that phone to focus mode for the next work period and check out how the increase in your productivity and the decrease in your stress levels. And finally, as we get to the end here, you can close your open loops regularly. So think of how a writer revisits a draft to tie up loose ends, so should we with our daily tasks. This practice of closing open loops helps to ensure that nothing important slips through the cracks, much like editing a story for a publication. At the end of each day, take 5 minutes to review your to-do list. Check off those completed items and outline steps for the unfinished ones. So think like the final tweaks on a manuscript. This ritual can help prepare it for a successful launch into tomorrow. And then also incorporate micro breaks. Consider the pauses in a music composition. These moments of silence are just as crucial as the notes themselves. Similarly, integrating short breaks into your workday can help refresh your mind and enhance your overall performance. Every hour, like clockwork, takes a 5-minute pause. Stretch, breathe, or tackle a minor chore. This rhythm, much like the rest in a musical score, can help you maintain that energy and keep you attuned to the day's demands. Mastering the art of work-life balance is like perfecting a performance. It takes practice, patience, and passion. So implement these strategies and tips today and watch as they can help harmonize your day, turning everyday chaos into a composition that you're proud of to call your life. Start today and let each action you take be a note in your symphony of success. Now, for listeners out there, it's your turn. I want to propose the question, what is your favorite way to stay productive while maintaining your mental health? I would ask that you feel free to drop me a voice message, especially if you're using the Spotify for Podcasters app, or reach out to me over on my socials at, say, facebook.com/mittendad or even twitter.com/mtillman. Those are great ways to reach out. I'd love to hear your story and would even love to share it in a future podcast. And as always, if you could rate this podcast 5 stars, it helps with the review process over on Apple Podcasts and to help expand the reach of the show. And please feel free to subscribe as well if you're listening over on Spotify. This is available anywhere you get your podcast. And also, if you could consider becoming a paid subscriber of the podcast, I would love to be able to shout you out on a future episode, especially if you have your own podcast you'd like to promote or a business or product. Definitely feel free to reach out to me and let me know. And as always, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. See ya.